The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley, and here is evidence, you see, of Trump's immigration policies working. That'll terrify the critics.
Well, it's working because fewer of them are trying to come here. You know, we got 60% drop off in the numbers of people who are trying to come to this country. The New York Times has a big story about it today, and they talk about how terrible it is for the people in Central America, like Honduras, who want to get out of the terrible situation that they're in, but they are afraid to come here because people are being sent home.
Oh, and don't the New York Times love Donald Trump? Oh, yeah.
They don't really like Donald Trump, that's for sure.
No. But,
you know, the interesting thing is that a lot of the people who are here illegally have been sending home a message to their relatives and friends back home, don't come here. Because if Trump succeeds, and it'll be necessary to play by the rules.
Yep.
You can come to America, but you'll have to follow the rules like everybody did.
Oh, hello. How's that radical? Ticks, T-I-C-K-S.
Well, we know we're talking about summertime if we're talking about ticks, nasty little bugs, because they're worried that we're going to have a lot more ticks this year. Ticks and little bugs bite you and bore its way under the skin and make you uncomfortable.
Well, they can kill your dog. They can kill your dog.
Well, they kill you. They can kill your dog. Of course, your dog can wind up with a half a dozen of them.
Yeah.
You realize it. You probably won't because you'd notice pretty quickly.
Yep.
Nonetheless, there is Lyme disease, which can be deadly, not usually, but can be. They discovered that in Lyme, Connecticut. Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which can kill humans. They discovered that, obviously, in the Rocky Mountains. You don't have to be in either Denver or Connecticut to get either one of those. Mm. So even if there's no disease, they're no fun, you know. And
look
getting
out.
Them out of it, getting them off.
Look out, the ticks. I want to know about the ice bucket challenge.
Remember the guy who started the ice bucket challenge? He has Lou Gehrig's disease. Raised $200-plus million worldwide, the social media thing, people raising money, you know, dousing themselves with ice water and making a contribution. Well, now he's back in the hospital. He's at Massachusetts General. His name is Pete Frates. And he said, you know, he can use doctors, medicine, prayers, and love, help him get stronger, and maybe there's no surviving.
That's, you know, no, good on him. Good on him. Our thoughts are with him.
He
well done. Yeah. Well done, Harley.